Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
All you're going to hear about today is the new children's hospital and the bike shed. That's the story of the day, because the National Children's Hospital officials from the board are being questioned right now at the Oireachtas Health Committee, and effectively it's all over cost overruns and the constant change to the completion date. In actual fact, I heard at the committee earlier today when I was listening, it's been moved. The original date was in 2020, and the final completion date has been moved 14 times in just 4 years. And now later this afternoon, all you're going to hear about in the evening news today is this famous bike shed, the €336,000 Leinster House bike shed. And the OPW, the Office of Public Works, their officials are going to face a grilling today regarding the spend of that bike shelter. So you might just ask, how does this keep happening in 2024? And have we learned nothing from previous projects? I just want to hear listeners' thoughts on this today. We'll hear nothing but politicians and officials and analysts throughout the course of the afternoon, but I just want to talk to you guys about it. 1800 453 106 is the number. Karen is with us on the line in Meath, because Karen, you're a frequent Crumlin and Temple Street Hospital, I suppose, regular, if you want to say that, with your son James. Like, how do you feel about all of this, the whole fiasco?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. It's as a parent who has been in long term with their child, long term, you know, children's health, has been through to all the different hospitals, whether it's Crumlin or Temple Street, and we've been to Tallaght once or twice, and to be promised this again and again and again, and then been let down again and again and again. Like it was mentioned there in the news bulletin, it was commented that the hospital is the hostage in this. It's not. It's our children. Our children have been the ones been let down time and time again. And it's so disheartening. My child is 10 now. This has been going on, you know, I think the board was appointed in 2013, so he would have been born. So 10 years into this, there's nothing happening. Nothing happening.
So for his entire lifetime of visits, yeah, Karen, to hospital, this is ongoing. It's been talked about.
This has been ongoing, yeah. And talking, and it's been back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, we're fed up at this stage. Parents are fed up. And the worst part about it all is that while this beautiful state-of-the-art children's hospital has been built, nothing has been done to improve the services that we are currently dealing with. Why? Because there's a new hospital coming down the line. So we've been told, oh no, it's going to be great. There's a lovely new hospital. But we're not getting any, our services are not currently improving in the hospitals we're in, because there's a lovely new hospital.
So they're probably saying, what's the point, you know, in upgrades?
There is no point. Why would they put money into what's currently there when there's this lovely new hospital? And it is. It looks amazing. I hear nothing but amazing things about it.
Have you been in it at all, Karen? Or have you?
I haven't been in it. I haven't been in it. But what I have seen and what I have heard, whether it's from my son's doctors or, you know, it is state of the art. And we need that. And it's fantastic that it's beside, you know, the centre of excellence for adults. You know, it makes sense that they would be beside each other. So for the likes of my child, he will go from paediatrics into adults within on the same grounds. You know, his chart will go with him, if that makes sense. Mm. You know, and that's great. But we've been let down time and time again. There's children dying waiting on services in new hospitals, because nothing has been done with what we have now. There's an MRI machine in Crumlin that doesn't get the use it needs because there's no staff for it.
And these are all of the kind of things. Like, it's so
annoying. It's so upsetting. You know, and then you've wait lists as well. Like, I would love as well, and I know it's not the topic of conversation today, but this new hospital is fantastic and it's going to have state-of-the-art equipment. But is it going to have the staff it needs? Because right now in Ireland, working for the HSE is not a very lucrative place to be. We're losing doctors and nurses every day to other countries because we're not giving them the supports that they need here to work here. We're not paying them enough. So you know, we're not looking after what we currently have. They're all going abroad. And any doctors and nurses that come from other countries to come here, we've nowhere to house them. We've no schools for their children. You know, like, we're shooting ourselves in the foot time and time again. You know, and it's just so frustrating.
Yeah,
it's
no,
so
I can understand it. And particularly, you know, like somebody that's in and out of hospital as much as you are, Karen, with a young child, you know, that needs treatment and ongoing appointments and all of that. Like, it must be infuriating listening to all this today. And deadlines
the
idea that a deadline could be moved 14 times in 4 years.
And it's just, is anybody who is part of this whole fiasco thinking, hang on, at the end of the day, this is for children. This needs to be done now. Nobody, I guarantee you, is thinking about the kids involved in this. Nobody. Because my son is not going anywhere. My son is going to be in this for the rest of his life.
Mm.
Nobody's thinking about him. Instead, they're just having rows about money and passing the blame.
Oh, sure, the blame game.
I don't care about any of that. You know, at the end of the day, we pay tax so that we can have, you know, the best quality of life. And they can't provide that.
What about you, Kirsty? Kirsty Blake Knox is with us on the line, Karen, today as well. Kirsty, of course, is a journalist at the Irish Independent. But you got a tour of the facility last year. I think at the time, from talking to you then, it was about 92% complete. You know, like, this idea of pushing out the completion date 14 times in 4 years, will it be worth it?
Well, I mean, I was really like kind of dismayed when I heard that it was getting pushed out again to 2026, because as you said, when we went in, they said we're 92% complete. The next 12 months, it's going to be the final 8% is going to get done. And there's going to be kind of like installation of medical gas systems and stuff like that. So they were like, but it's all going to be done. And then for, as you say, it to be pushed out for the 14th time, it's like incredibly frustrating. And just listening to Karen, then that's the real lived experience you know, it is this incredible facility. Like first off, it's huge. It's going to be state of the art, and they've built it in a way that it's kind of making the patient and their family's experience as positive as possible. So it's got like 4 acres of gardens and play areas. It's got a hydro pool. It's going to have like different sort of gyms for different sort of needs and ages. It's going to be like have little breakout areas, and all the rooms have like ensuite bathrooms, and there's pull out beds for parents and stuff like that. And if you've spent any time in any of the other children's hospitals overnight, you'll know that isn't there and it's needed. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's going, when it's finished, the comfort it'll give parents and patients will be invaluable. But one of the women who was showing us around, Tracy Wall from Children's Health Ireland, she was saying, oh, the good thing about this is that it's going to actually kind of change children's experience of being in hospital and turn it into a positive one. And that kind of quote kind of kept coming back when you hear it's going to be delayed, because you kind of think, well, how many kids aren't going to experience that book over the course of the delay to 2026, like, you know, and as Karen said, wouldn't have been able to benefit from it. And that's really kind of frustrating and demoralizing, I'd imagine, and also very upsetting, you know, because when it will be finished, it will be incredibly It will be a fantastic facility, you know.
Yeah, like Karen, from what Kirsty has described, it sounds great, but you know, like that's of no benefit to you today.
No, and it does. It sounds amazing, and anyone that I know who is involved in it at the minute, like they are working really hard. It's the politics in the background that's ruining this for everybody. But I can tell you firsthand, currently in Crumlin, there are parents still sleeping on mattresses on the floor and in chairs in the rooms with their children. And that's, I've done that not that long ago, earlier this year. I slept on a mattress on the floor with my child in a room.
Yeah, so that's still,
while he was in for 2 weeks. That's still happening. That's not okay. The stress, even, like, if you don't, like, anybody who has a child who's in hospital, you don't sleep anyway because you're up to 90. But put a parent then on the floor and expect them to sleep and be able to deal with what's going to come the next day. You know, it's it's just, I don't think any of these people have witnessed what parents and their children are currently dealing with in the facilities we currently have. I think if they did, they'd go, do you know what, let's park the politics, just get this done.
Yeah, get the bloody thing finished at this stage. Not to, you know, I don't want to use disparaging language, but if it was a commercial project or a project, I suppose any of us were doing at our home, people would be going out of their mind at this stage. The other thing you're going to hear a lot about today too, I mentioned, is this bike shelter, the bike shed, the €336,000 Leinster House bike shed. Daniel's with us on the line. Stay with us, Kirsty and Karen. Daniel is on the line in Dublin. Is it infuriating, Daniel, as a taxpayer and just a listener? You know, I suppose there's two separate things happening today with regards to the hospital and the bike shed, but is it annoying listening to this?
Well, yeah, I think it's quite obvious that the public are totally exhausted from these conversations and these stories. And I think it's become apparent to everyone that the Irish state is basically incapable of construction or building infrastructure or big buildings or anything that we actually need to make the country run properly, whether it's water or electricity or hospitals or roads or even bike sheds. We don't seem to be able to build anything on budget and within time. And we've just become numb, I suppose, and immune to these sorts of stories. And people don't really engage. They just switch off. Because they're so, well, they're just so frustrated. I mean, you either continue to be frustrated by it or you just simply leave it alone and look away. So I think people are already have enough problems with keeping the show on the road anyway, with the cost of living and the taxes that we pay in this country. And it's just a tough one. I think the quality of life in this country is going down all the time. I think we're expecting less and less of our public servants. We're expecting less and less results from our taxpayers' money, because that's what we've been conditioned to do. Being over a period of time, we've just become used to that. So I don't think we should make any plans whatsoever for the spending or the proposed spending of the €14 billion tax windfall from Apple. Well, I'm just talking about the €14 billion.
Yeah. Oh no, I know. But sure, if we plan something, sure, when would it be finished?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. And I just don't think that we have the tools and the people or the mindset at this time to actually make proper plans and carry them out.
Well, what about you, George? Do you feel there's enough? Is it accountability? Like, you know, I'm looking at the RTE news now streaming, and the Oireachtas TV is on here in the studio, you know, and I can't hear what's being said, but I can see some of the banners flashing up and different pieces of information coming out of the different Oireachtas committees on today. But just go over listeners' heads. Like, are people following this? Do they care anymore?
Hey, Andrea. Greetings to myself from West Cork. No, Andrea, I was just listening to what you just said. Your first word, you said accountability. Accountability and responsibility, I think those two words are foreign, you know, when it comes to Dáil Éireann. Easy to spend other people's money. No accountability, nobody answers, nobody falls on the sword, it just moves on. It's a disgrace.
Like, are you surprised when you hear about these, you know, the pushing out of the deadline for the Children's Hospital today? So no, how could you be surprised it's 14th time?
No, I'm really not surprised. And you know, one person that really needs to also maybe start answering is maybe our Simon Harris. Like, he signed off the project in April 2017. He was Minister for Health who signed off the project. Very quiet. You know, he's right now at Wears in New York, I think. Not a peep out of him.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be asked about it today.
Yeah, eventually he's going to pop by. Like, you know, since this is broken about the bike sheds and everything else, you know, not a peep at him. You know, he's upset. You know, he shakes his finger at the sky and everything like that, like the rest of them, and nothing happened. Like, if I screwed up in my company, you know, it's a private company we work for, but, you know, there is accountability, there's responsibility, and depends on the infraction, someone's going to pay for it, either the company or myself. That's the real world.
So you want more accountability and all
more
this.
Accountability. Yeah, okay. I listen to people like Karen, you know, like, you know, poor things waiting with the child and all that.
I know.
But the thing is, where's the money going to come from to run this super duper great amazing hospital? I know we need one. that's going to cost a fortune. Staffing is another problem. Right? Like right now, they're having problems getting doctors, the nurses, and everything else.
Well, Anna Gunning is with us too, George. Anna's the CEO of Children in Hospital Ireland. You're part of a charity organisation, Anna, that supports kids in hospital. Can you answer George's questions? I presume there are probably queries you have too.
Well, you know, I think just listening back to everything that people have said, I can hear Karen's frustration, and we hear that on a daily basis. We have volunteers who go into the three children's hospitals and support children and their families. And, you know, I think it's the frustration of the deadline is probably the biggest thing that actually, you know, when you're supporting a sick child in hospital, you need comfort. And that's probably one of the most frustrating things, hearing Karen sleeping on the mattress, probably in a very cramped room, as far as I know. And that's just really frustrating. And I think that's it's not quite false promises, but it's pushing it out. There are children who have been born and gone through their 18 years thinking they were going to see that hospital, and now they've gone into adult hospitals without seeing it. So I think, you know, the last thing we want is for that to lead to just cynicism and eye-rolling of it's the children's hospital story again. Because we know it will be state-of-the-art, all the things that people have said already, it will have the facilities you want. I have seen it. It does look amazing. I know that the staff, you know, the level of care is superb in the current three hospitals, and that will transfer to the new hospital. But really, it's about keeping the public on board, keeping families on board, keeping parents on board, and getting the job done. It's as simple as that. It has to happen, and it has to happen as soon as possible.
Karen, I might just give a final word to you on this today as somebody, you know, who's affected greatly by all of this. If you had a chance, you know, to sit down or be part of this Oireachtas committee this morning or this afternoon and chat to the contractors and the officials from the board, what would you say to them?
If I had the chance to come face to face with these people, the first thing I do is walk them through Crumlin as it stands. And I would point out all of these children that practically live here and the facilities that they currently have, and remind them that it's those children you are holding to ransom over this. It is those children that are losing out, and how many of those children are going to move to adult services before they ever see or benefit from what this new hospital will give them.
Karen, we'll leave it there for today. Listen, thank you for sharing your experience with us on the programme. Also to Anna Gunning, George, Daniel, Kirsty Blake-Knox, thanks a million for joining us in the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.